But we are told the word rupos, rendered filth in this verse, 1 Peter 3:21, means sin. And hence the parenthetical clause negatives the idea of baptism saving from sin, thus not the putting away of sin. Let us see about this. Little and Scott. Rupos. Dirt, filth, dirtiness. Pickering. Rupos. Dirt, foulness, scurf. Metaphorically, avariciousness, also sealing wax. Donegan. Rupos. Filth. Metaphorically, sordid avarice, etc. Rupos may sometimes metaphorically mean sin, but we are bound by the laws of exegesis to give its obvious meaning unless it involves an absurdity. No one will say that it does this here. Hence, it must simply mean filth, especially as it is qualified by the word flesh, filth of the flesh. Baptism is not the removal of this, but has to do with the conscience. Peter remembered the commission given by the Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and commanded the Pentecostians to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Hence he understood baptism to be for the remission of sins, and hence with great propriety could say, "Baptism doth also now save us." Save us how? From our sins. After the deluge, the world was again peopled by the descendants of Noah, and they again became wicked. But he had entered into covenant not to a second time destroy the world by water. Hence, finding Abram righteous before him, he determined to separate him from the wicked people and of him make to himself a great nation. In due time, Isaac was born to Abraham, and then Jacob was born to Isaac, and to Jacob was born 12 sons, who became heads of the 12 tribes of Israel. After a time, by their wickedness, they became slaves in Egypt, where, notwithstanding their sore oppression, they rapidly increased until Pharaoh, fearing for the safety of his throne, ensured an order that all male children born of Hebrew mothers should be put to death. Pending this order, Moses was born and hid by his mother until she could conceal him no longer. She placed him in an ark on the river, where his sister lingered to see the result. Pharaoh's daughter found the child and adopted him as her own, and thus he was saved from death by the decree of her father. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproaches of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. Hebrews 11, verses 24 to 29. In due time God appeared to Moses and revealed to him his purpose to deliver the Hebrews through him. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. By this sign, and two others which we have not space to mention, God enabled Moses to bear witness to his brethren that he was sent from God, that they might believe. Moses went to them and delivered the message, confirming it by signs which God had enabled him to perform in their presence. They believed the message given them by Moses, and with full confidence in Moses they turned their backs upon their former taskmasters and set forward on their journey toward Canaan. After a time they came to the Red Sea, and, finding themselves closely pursued by their late masters, they murmured at Moses for bringing them out of Egypt to die in the wilderness. But Moses replied, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Exodus 14, verse 13. Moses stretched his arm and raised his rod over the sea. The waters were divided and stood as walls on either side. The people moved forward, the cloud overshadowed them, and they landed safely on the opposite shore. The Egyptians pursued them and were drowned in the sea, seeing which the children of Israel sang a song of deliverance and rejoiced, believing in God and his servant Moses. But though their enemies were gone, they were still far from Canaan. And for 40 years they were in a state of probation, until, of the male adults who crossed the Red Sea, only Caleb and Joshua remained alive. Under the lead of these faithful men, Joshua being chief, they crossed the river Jordan and entered the land of Canaan, the inheritance promised to their fathers. Touching the leading features of this narrative, Paul says, Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Let us now gather the chief features of this system of types and see their application to the antitype. 1. The children of Israel became slaves in Egypt by their own wickedness. Men become servants of sin by indulgence in crime. 2. God heard the groanings of his people in Egypt and provided for their deliverance. God so loved the world that he gave his Son to die for them. 3. Moses was the deliverer of the children of Israel. Jesus is our deliverer. 4. Pharaoh feared for the safety of his throne and ordered all male children born of Hebrew mothers to be put to death. When Jesus was born, Herod feared for the safety of his throne and sent and slew all the male children from 2 years old and under. 5. God preserved Moses from death by Pharaoh's decree. God sent Joseph with the infant Jesus into Egypt, there to remain until Herod was dead, and thus saved him from death by Herod's decree. 6. Moses was enabled to perform miracles in confirmation of his mission, that the people might believe that God had sent him. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. John 20, verses 30 and 31. 7. Moses, through Aaron, made known to the Israelites the plan of their delivery, and they believed it, for Paul says they did everything by faith. Jesus required his apostles to preach the gospel to every creature in all the world, that every one might believe it. For faith comes by hearing, and without faith it is impossible to please God. 8. The Israelites were required to quit serving the Egyptians and turn away from them. Jesus required the people everywhere to repent, turn away from the service of sin. 9. The Israelites were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Peter commanded the people to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. 10. The Egyptian taskmasters of the Israelites were left just where the people were baptized unto Moses, and they saw them no more. Those baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins leave their sins just where they were baptized. 11. The Israelites rejoiced in their deliverance on the shore after their baptism. As soon as the eunuch was baptized, he went on his way rejoicing. 12. The Israelites were not secure in Canaan as soon as baptized, but had to be faithful to God or die short of the promised land. Those baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, though freed from past sins, are not in heaven, but must live a life of devotion to God or be lost at last. 13. The Israelites who remained faithful to God through their period of probation were conducted across the Jordan and into the land of Canaan, the inheritance promised to their fathers. Those Christians who remain faithful to God through life will be conducted across the Jordan of death into heaven, the everlasting Canaan which God has promised for them that love Him. Thus we have presented, as briefly as possible, the more important features of this great system of types, omitting, for want of room, many things which would have been of interest to the reader. But the great point to which we would especially direct his attention at present is the time when the Israelites were freed from their enemies, and the corresponding time when we are freed from sin. We are told that men must be saved from their sins before they are baptized. That is, they are pardoned as soon as they believe on Jesus Christ. If so, then there is no fitness in this type. The Jews believed in the plan of their salvation when it was presented, otherwise they would not have set out under the lead of Moses. But they were not saved from their enemies at that time. Moses specifically locates the time of their salvation. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord which he will show you today. Exodus 14, verse 13. Not did show you back in the place where you believed. And what was the salvation shown them that day? The Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. Where did they leave these enemies? In the sea where they were baptized. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Verse 30. Language could not more definitely locate the time of their salvation upon the day of their baptism than it does here. Then if there be any fitness in type and antitype, we must be saved from our sins when we are baptized, not before. When a type spells the word God, the antitype cannot spell devil. So when the type says saved in baptism, the antitype cannot say saved by faith alone before baptism.